Good morning. The Commerce Committee and Tourism will now come to order. Renita, please call the roll.
Chair Leak.
Here.
Vice Chair Arrington.
Here.
Senator Bracy Davis.
Here.
Senator Davis. Senator DeSigley. Senator Mayfield. Here. Senator McClain. Here. Senator Smith. Senator Wright. Here. Senator Yarbrough. A quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Please silence all electronic devices, and anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee records. We will now take up tab 3, Senate Bill 1562, by Senator Trumbull.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Senators, Mr. Chair, I've got a strike call. Would you like me to
present? Thank you. Please present the amendment.
Okay. Thank you very much. Senators, this strike call, really the bill, applies only to new vehicle brands and is designed to prevent manufacturers from directing most of their sales to a single dealer or dealer group once the brand has established a meaningful presence in Florida. The difference in the underlying bill and this bill is it sets a 1,000 vehicle sales threshold and limits any one dealer or dealer group to no more than one-third of the total statewide sales, focusing restrictions on high-volume operations rather than small or emerging dealers. Obviously, the goal here is to promote competition and dealer diversity by ensuring that multiple independent dealers have the opportunity to participate in selling these vehicles. The bill also seeks to prevent manufacturers from bypassing the Florida dealer franchise laws through exclusive or highly concentrated distribution models. That's the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. For the record, that was Amendment Barcode 287160. Members, are there any questions on the amendment? Seeing no questions on the amendment, are there appearance forms? Seeing no appearance forms, is there debate? Seeing no debate. Senator Trumbull, you recognize to close on the amendment?
I'll wave close.
All in favor of the amendment signify by saying yay. Yay. Show the amendment adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? Seeing no questions, are there any appearance forms on the bill as amended? Seeing no appearance forms, is there debate? Seeing no debate, Senator Trumbull, you're recognized to close on the bill as amended.
I'd appreciate your favorable support.
Thank you. Please call the roll on committee substitute for Senate Bill 1562.
Senator Bracy Davis. Senator Davis. Senator DeSigley.
Yes.
Senator Mayfield.
Yes.
Senator McClain.
Yes.
Senator Smith. Senator Wright.
Yes.
Senator Yarbrough. Senator Arrington.
Yes.
Chair Leak.
Yes. By your vote, committee substitute for Senate Bill 1562 is reported favorably.
Thank you all.
Congratulations. And we've hit a stopping point. We will sit in informal recess until either Senator Martin or Garcia appears.
level of skill and care expected of a competent professional in the field, and it prohibits contracts from enforcing design professionals to name another party as an additional insurer. This basically just helps accountability, the lawyers that I've talked to who deal with construction litigation told me that their billable hours might go down because there'd be fewer delays in the litigation. I think this is good public policy. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions of the sponsor? Members, any questions of the sponsor? Seeing no questions of the sponsor, are there appearance forms? Seeing no appearance forms, is there debate? Seeing absolutely no interest at all, we will not have debate. Senator Martin, you're recognized to close on the bill.
I'll waive cloture.
Thank you. Please call the roll on Senate Bill 888.
Senator Bracey Davis. Senator Davis.
Yes.
Senator DeSigley.
Yes.
Senator Mayfield.
Yes.
Senator McClain.
Yes.
Senator Smith.
Yes.
Senator Wright.
Yes.
Senator Yarbrough. Senator Arrington.
Yes.
Chair Leak.
Yes. By your vote, show Senate Bill 888 reported favorably. Congratulations. Next up, members, we will take up Tab 2, Senate Bill 1516 by Senator Garcia. Senator Garcia, you're recognized.
Good morning. Good morning, Buenos Dias. Thank you, Chair. thank you for the opportunity to present Senate Bill 1516, Caller Identification Information. In June 2025 alone, it was reported that 4.5 billion robocalls are targeting the United States. 22% were fraudulent calls. The Federal Trade Commission's latest consumer protection data spotlight shows a huge jump in losses reported by people 60 and over to these types of impersonation scams in the last 4 years. Most notably, combined losses reported by older adults who lost more than $100,000 increased eightfold from $55 million in 2020 to $445 million in 2024. My bill aims to prohibit misleading caller ID practices and decrease the number of fraudulent calls consumers receive. The problem with these calls is that actors use spoofed or manipulated caller identification to deceive consumers. Current statute 365.176, the Florida Call Blocking Act, allows providers to block calls from certain originating numbers using caller ID service data. But this measure is suffering insufficient to prevent, is not sufficient enough to prevent bad actors leaving individuals vulnerable to scam. I know I deal with it on a regular basis with my parents. My bill addresses this by creating new statutory provisions for telecommunication companies regarding accurate caller ID and manipulated calls. Specifically, the bill creates Section 364.242 in Florida statute titled Misleading or Inaccurate Caller Identification Information. This new statute mandates that a telecommunications company may not use inaccurate or misleading caller identification with intent to defraud, cause harm, or wrongfully obtain anything of value. The bill requires that a telecommunication company must provide the telephone number and location from each telephone of which the call originates and must block all telephone identification information that does not match the number or the location. This does not apply to authorized activity of a law enforcement agency or a court order. If a telecommunication company is in violation of this, they may be held civil, liable, and subjected to a $250,000 penalty. This bill also creates statutes 364.243, Authentication Framework Implementation, in which the statute mandates a telecommunication company to implement stir, shake, and authentication framework or an alternative that is comparable. Basically, what we want to do is we want to get ahead of this very, very advanced AI digital age, where basically they are circumventing everything we currently have in place. And that is the bill, Chair.
Thank you. Members, are there any questions of the sponsor? Any questions of the sponsor? Seeing no questions of the sponsor, are there appearance forms? We have two appearance forms. We have Brian Jogers, the Elder Law Section of Florida Bar, waving in support. And we have Karen Murillo from AARP, waving in support. And with that, we are in debate. Members, is there debate? Senator Smith, in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Senator Garcia, for bringing this bill forward. I think if there's one thing that all of us in this chamber can agree on, it is how annoying fraudulent robocalls are. Thank you for bringing this legislation. I'm excited to vote yes today.
Thank you.
Any further debate? Seeing no further debate, I'll tell you, I think this is a great bill. Thank you for bringing it.
Great. I appreciate you putting on the agenda.
And
I
appreciate Senator Garcia, you are recognized to close.
Thank you. And I appreciate all of you coming out today to support the bill. And I waive cloture.
Thank you. Please call the roll on Senate Bill 1560.
Senator Bracey Davis. Senator Davis. Senator DeSigley. Senator Mayfield.
Yes.
Senator McClain.
Yes.
Senator Smith, Senator Wright, Senator Yarbrough, Senator Arrington.
Yes.
Chair Leak.
Yes. By your vote, show Senate Bill 1516 reported favorably. Does any senator wish to be recorded as voting on bills before the committee today? Senator Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to be seen on tab 3, Senate Bill 1562, as voting in the negative.
Thank you. Anyone else? Senator Davis. Thank you. Anyone else? Senator Yarbrough.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Please show me in the affirmative on tab 1 and tab 3. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no objection, show that the motion is adopted to count those votes. Any other business before the committee? I'm pleased to tell you that we will be reconvening tonight at 6 p.m. Just kidding. We will not be doing that. Members, this is our last, I expect this to be our last committee meeting. I want to thank you, each and every one of you, for your work on this committee. And in particular, I want to thank all the staff behind us and Todd, you know, for all of the effort that goes into putting on this show that we get to do here. So thank you very much. And with that, if there's no objection, Senator Smith moves, we adjourn. We're adjourned.